Jess in with you this morning. Now, there is another shutdown of the Hunter Valley Rail Network coming up, and it's to do some more work on those three rail bridges in Muswellbrook. Particularly, joining me on the line to give me all of the details is Wayne Johnston from the ARTC. Wayne, how are you doing this morning?
Really good. Thanks again for having me on, Jess.
My pleasure. Now, tell us, this three-day shutdown is happening next week and it's looking at particularly those three rail bridges in Muswellbrook.
Yeah, Jeff, so absolutely the first of the major close downs on the rail network through the Hunter kicking off Tuesday morning, the 9th, 6:30. And a key part of that in the Upper Hunter is obviously continued construction activity on the replacement of those three bridges. I think importantly, whilst the locations of some of the works is sort of shifting westward as we progress, some of those activities like the pile driving and the noisier activities, they continue, but we'll commit to keeping those between 7 a.m. in the morning and 9 p.m. at night. It's clearly based on the feedback from last year. That's important. And again, really trying to minimise traffic disruption and delays through that area of the New England Highway under that bridge area.
Yeah. So you're going to have about 1,200 workers, again, working on all of these projects?
1,200 people spread across the network from Newcastle out as far as Narrabri. But in the Upper Hunter, which is a pretty intense location throughout the Upper Hunter, through this close down, it's probably about 500 people in the Upper Hunter. Mm-hmm. And obviously throughout the townships up there over that period of time.
Now, these three rail bridge projects, the work is still continuing on them after this month as well. What's the timeline, I guess, for these?
Yeah, that's a great question, Jess. The work will continue throughout this year and there's incremental commissioning. We're hoping that one of those bridges is complete by the end of 2021 mm-hmm. and then the other two bridges will complete early in 2022. But throughout the course of the close downs this year, you'll continue to hear us both talk about it and you'll see progress for the residents up there.
Yeah. And certainly these bridges really did need an upgrade. They needed replacing and this is really going to give them quite a bit of longevity, I would imagine.
Well, the last bridges were good for 100 years and so we would expect to see the same life out of the new ones, Jess.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, Wayne, just reiterate for us again the times this work is happening and what days?
Again, we kick off 6:30 a.m. Tuesday the 9th of February, so tomorrow morning, and then we'll complete the works by 6:30 a.m. Friday the 12th. So the majority of the week itself. And as I said, there's other works throughout the Hunter Valley and appreciate certainly motorists and residents, community's patience with us and working with us to be able to, if you like, coordinate those. So thanks again to the people out there.
Wonderful. We'll have all the details up on our website as well. Wayne, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Jess.